of the particles of boson that the Chol HaMakosh contains, because why should we osea? Because the particles of the boson contained in the Chol HaMakosh give it up if there is no shishin in the totality of the milk. So the particles of the boson will give it up in the hollow. Since the Chol HaMakosh is pirshevaume, it does not have an enjoyable time. So the mele, the particles of boson contained, absorbed by the Chol HaMakosh, cannot give an enjoyable tummy. So why does Bess Yosef ask the kashe? In other words, the Bess Yosef held that b'mtzias it gives an enjoyable tummy. And the Dakimeisha says that he does not give an enjoyable tummy. It's a question of mtzias. So let's find out the mtzias. In such a case, where Chol HaMakosh absorbs particles of the lining of the cable, and then it is mixed up with the regular milk, and there is no shishim, whether it gives it up or so in the regular milk or not. So the Bess Yosef assumes that it gives. So I mean, the Akibeshe is arguing with him on the Mitzies. So it's not Mistaber. So it's more Mistaber that the Akibeshe is not expressing here Mitzies. The Mitzies, he can agree with the Bess Yosef that the Mitzies is what it is. In other words, and just as the Bess Yosef assumes that the particles of the lining that are contained in the Chol HaMakosh, so when they are mixed with the regular milk, so then they give it tam boso if there is no shishim. So in the totality of the milk, so then they give it tam boso in the milk, so that the Dakimeisha agrees with it. But al pidin, it is to be considered like a Yosheva. This is what the Dakimeisha says. Now, on what basis is it to be considered as Pirshebe Alme al pidin? On what basis? Now, we learned in Tarubes, in Simen Tzadikhes, Siv Zayin, Im Nisarev Min Bimine, V'nishpar V'inyen Shin Yechilin La'amid Olof L'Sham, Im Neida Shor Yoru Be'Heter Amutem, V'im Loi Neida Shor Yoru Be'Heter Osim. Now let's forget the Agoyes Hamo, it's not Nigeris. Avo V'Nisarev B'Shem Bimine, V'nishpar V'inyen Shin Yechilin La'amid Olof L'Sharei, Afilo Neida Shor Yoru Be'Heter Osim. V'nisarev b'minei b'sheni minei, v'nishpar b'inyen sheyichil la'amidolov v'sharei, v'neida sheyohu b'heter m'minei, reine sheyene minei kiloenei, v'ashor minei robolov v'vatim. This is the Rashbo. This is the Rashbo, and that's the converse of what the Gemara says alim the Rabbi. The Gemara alim the Rabbi says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mine is not bottom with the rice. So if min iser was misari b'mine b'sheine b'mine of heter, so then there is bittul. So then Rabbi Yehuda says reines b'mine kleine v'sheine b'mine robo lov b'mine. This is the Gemara says. There is no shaila on that. So the Rashbo is applying here the converse of what the Gemara says. The Rashba, here in this case, so if you have the Arubis of Mishal Mimimimimimimimimimimim, and it's Nishmach, we don't know what the Shishi, we are sure that there was Rov, so then if it's Mimimimimimim, so Atil Hokim, because by Mimimimimim, the requirement of Shishim is only Rabbah. Mashenkin, if you have the Arubis of Mimimimimimim, and it's Nishmach, so we cannot be Tilil Hokim. So if it's nishpach, it's oser, unless we know that there was shishim. So the Mechaber mentioned the din of the Rashbo. Suppose it's nisariv b'mine b'shene b'mine. Let's say nivele was nisariv with shchuto and with soup of heter. So then, and it's nishpach בעניין שאינכם למד על שערי, ונדע שיורו בהתאה ממיני, הוא יאשור one thing, ודשכותו, דמיני, דשכותו דהתאה, דמיני, as against the nevele, דייסאה, so hetero. And then, but we don't know as to whether there was shishi in the soup, negative. So then, the Rashba is applying the converse of the Gemara, the Gabriel of Yudeh, v'neida sheyuru v'heta m'nei, reine sheyini milo kineini, v'ashor m'nei rovel of m'adni. The Mashal is chilek. Now, and the Taz approves of this din of the Mechaba, which is a Rashba. So in other words, so that means that even though now it's very possible that in this case when Nevele was mixed up was Nisari with Shuto and Tsupoveta with Minichimini, so it's very possible. The aloha of Nesin Tam Livgam would apply, even though the aloha of Nesin Tam Livgam is based upon the Xerzakos of the village in Eruy Ligea, and there's the same aloha as Shalikid Achachloson, and by Pasa Becholov, Shalikid Achachloson is Chayev. The answer is, now, so that's the Kasha against the Mechaber. I mean, not the Rishayim, you would say, the Deiro Shebishal Beboso, so in Bishal Bo, Lacha Meisleis Cholov, so it's Mutar Yevet. The answer is because here it's not in the bish. The aloche e of shalik da'achloson if it already became a chepter. So then we say that if shalik da'achloson is chayim. Let's say it was a b'chol of shenisach. Nivela shenisach chayim, it became putrid. So even though at the outset it was very good and delicious, and then it became putrid and spoiled, and it's not all achile, so it's not awesome. But she came by was a cholov, even the outset. It was good. It was edible. It was good. And then it became putrid. So then, yach still chayim. But she came, even at the time when you're mevashel the cholov, so it's nesi tam livgam, so the tam of the posog is already livgam. So then it's not even the bishul. It's not even the bishop. So it seems from the crazy place, that on that point, even Rabbi Boruch would agree that there is no Isa of Masa B'cholom because it's not the bishop. So the question is, so why does the Mordechai in the name of Rabbi Boruch say that the Israel shouldn't be mechatel the cholim tachas adero of Shivchose Anochis? So the answer is, place, he doesn't discuss it. But you see, Rabbi Boruch says there that if a Jew has a Gentile maid in his house who stays there all the time, so he should make an arrangement that the Gentile maid should have a separate pot for meat and a separate kneire for milk. So in other words, so when does he say that he should be mechate if the maid has only one kneire? Now, if the Gentile maid stays in the house of the Yisrael and she has only one pot, so then we cannot say Stam Kili Min Meyemon. Stam Kili Min Meyemon, we say Stam Kili Minochi, he has many pots. So we presume that this pot, that any pot was not used for the last 24 hours. But if we know that the Gentile woman has only one pot and everything, she cooks everything in that pot. Now she has to eat every day. She doesn't fast for 24 hours and then eat. So Mimele, we can't say, stop killing in the animal. Since he's talking about a case where the Gentile maid has her own pot. So the Israel shouldn't be the happy Yehovah. Tachas that part, tachas that day. So really we cannot say, stop killing the Amon, because every day she has to pour the milk and she has to complete it, and she probably does it. So that's why Rabbi Baruch asks the Yisrael to have the Chomer HaSeish. Oh, so the Mele, so why does Ramos say, so the Ramos say even in such a case, it is Mutea, why is it Mutea? So the case in place, he explains it on the basis of in Bishlach HaBishlach. On the basis of in Bishlach HaBishlach. Now the Primi Godin, in explaining Dishach, Yutches, Einschacht in der Ehren des Sommers, den sie alle kommen, den alle kommen bauen. Ein Kreis in der Ehren des Sommers, und die Nähe, was an der Cholom, die ich nicht lach habe ich. Und mit Kolm okay, habe nur Asche, die sich hat der Ehren, mit was an der Cholom, jachat, she yifleit lechutz, wie es wasche, lo ich hosch, wie sehr lo ich habe der Bisch. Aber, was an der Ehren, was jemo, Micholo, vada ich habe der Rabbisch. Vada ich habe der Rabbisch. So he says, in other words, Jesus Christ explains it, why is lo yichoshu yichumre, lo yichoshu, Rabbo is making because in Bishlach HaBishl. And what Rabbi Baruch say, that yesh Bishlach HaBishl. That yesh Bishlach HaBishl. Then, the primogodim says, Uvidine, Bosa Becholov, Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach. So he says that by Bosa Becholov there is Bishlach HaBishlach. Not as the Rabbi Gersha says, as the Yeshua Yaakov says. So then the question is, so why is the Ramo Matir? He says, Lidim Chatrile, Hamikle Yivzi. So he says something else. Not because of Bishlach HaBishlach. הבלואה שבשיחתירו מבוסר וחולוב יחד שאיפלי וחוץ ויזבא שלו ולחושי וזה לא יחד יותר רבישי אבל בוסר בידיר בוסר בידיר בסיימו מחולוב ודא יחד יותר רבישי So it says that if you have let's say a bleeding of let's say now here this Gentile woman might be cooking potatoes. So still Rabbi Baruch says the Yisrael should be mechatel the chol. Why should be mechatel the chol? She's cooking potatoes, so by food to the chol, he'll only be expediting the bishul of potatoes. What kind of nisar is there? No. But through the chit to the chol, he will be mafrit, a bli of bosor and a bli of Cholov. So, but in the Gdeire, visibly, in the Gdeire, you don't have any Bosor or Cholov. You just have potatoes invisibly. In the, what is visible in the Gdeire? Only potatoes. So, but, you will be mafleet in an invisible way. You'll be mafleet particles of Bosor and particles of Cholov, and that will be cooked together in the Gdeire. But you won't see it. You don't see it when you are mevashel potatoes in a gdeira that has a bliya of bosar and cholov. So the primigodim says that's why the ramo is matir, because that's not the rabishal. When is it the rabishal? If you see lechol apoch as the bosar, you see lechol apoch as the cholov, but you don't see the bliya of the bosar, the bliya of the cholov. But one of the two you see, that's the rabishal. Mashem came, if you don't see in the Gdeire either the Bosor nor the Cholov, what you see is potatoes. But we know that through the Chitut Yecholim you will be mafnit. Minute particles, invisible. Minute invisible particles of Bosor and minute invisible particles of Cholov. That's not the Mishnah. That's not the Mishnah. So in Mele, there is no Issa of Nisivashe. Only when it's the Rabish. Mashein came in the case where you have a gdeire in which, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning today, you are mevashel bosor. Now you are mevashel cholov. So, cholov there is, mamish, bien, visible, and not invisible particles of cholov. But what is invisible? The particles of Bosal that is Beluah and is Basyeime, then you are even the Yisya of Bishubas Bachal. This is what he says. So why is the Ramo? So that means that the Ramo is only Matir to be Mechatel Lechorim if the Yisrael knows that the maid is not boiling milk in that pot. So, but she's cooking potatoes in that pot. So, but Rabbi Bov still asks us to be Mechatel Lechorim, to be Mechatel Lechorim, because you will be mafli the blia of the particles of Bosal and the particles of Cholov, and they'll be cooked together. So that is not the Rabisho. Masha'inke, in the case where the Yisrael knows that in the pot the maid is boiling milk, then the Rabbo will be made it, that the Yisrael is not allowed to be mechatel kecholim, because since it's the only pot that the maid has, so every day she cooks everything. She cooks meat, she cooks milk. I mean, the person eats milk and eats the meat every day, and that's the only part that the Gentile maid has. So Mimele, and now milk is being cooked, is being boiled. So through the Chitu Gecholim, so he will be mafrid the beluah, the minute particles of meat, and he'll be vashlet with the visible milk. So that is the ambition. So that is also. So in the Chaname, the Ramo is only matter when something parve is being cooked in the pot. So Rabbi Bo has a schedule holding him in such a case, and the Ramo is matter. But if milk is being boiled, or if meat is being cooked, I mean the veil of meat, let's say, not chazar, because chazar there is no nisar of Bosal Cholov at all, but let's say if the veil of meat, so is being cooked, so then the rabbo will be made in its osa. Now see what the Rebbe Godin says. Ulidine, posa becholov yish bishu, acha bishu, umikom mokim abolu asher tzich hakdeiro, mi posa becholov yacha, she yifrit lechutz v'yizbashe, lo yichoshu, vizeh lehoyu dara bishu, avo posa becholov basyeim o micholov, vatay habu dara bishu. Vatay bishu. Then he mentions, umashi posa vakreisi utoisi, So in other words, so the crazy place he says now. So this is the chiddush of the crazy place. The crazy place says it's mashmah of the crazy place that if, let's say, you are at 6 o'clock in the morning, you cook bosal in the pot, then the next day after 24 hours you boil milk in the pot, so the milk will be mutter. Because Nisim Tavlim Gam, even though the Aloch of Nisim Tavlim Gam is based upon Nivelo Shinya Wilgea, and that's the din of Shulikin Achalosom, and by Bosom Cholov Shulikin Achalosom is Chayev, but if you cook milk in a pot that is not Ibeyene, that is Nisim Tavlim Gam, then it's not their official. So if the crazy place is made that there is no Issa of Bosom Cholov, because it's not their official. Not because of the aloche of this tabu dam of the village in the world again. But because it's not the rabish. It's not the rabish. It's not the rabish. If it is not an enemy, it's an enemy. Mashinki.
Let's say, bosor and cholov mamish in the pot. Bosor and cholov mamish in the pot. And then, on Sunday, then, on Tuesday, you cook potatoes in that pot. So the crazy place says that the potatoes will be osir. But the question is, how can the potatoes be osir? After all, the bosor and cholov was nibla, was absorbed by the pot
on Sunday morning. Now it's Tuesday. So it's more than 24 hours, so it's nice and down with gum. So when the potatoes absorb the minute particles of the Bosa B'cholov that had been Bolua in the day of Nagdeiro, it's nice and down with gum, so it should be Mutter. So the crazy place, he says, no. But by Bosa B'cholov, what's the reason as to why nice and down with gum is Mutter? Because it's the Velo Shina really there. But by Bosa B'cholov, Shalikid Arach Losem is Chayev, so here is also Chayev. Here is also Chayim. This is what he mentions in the face of Lazy. Umashi was not face of Lazy. He was the hollow. Kol Shem Boli, the boss of the hollow. Isra Hakei Nafshanis in town with God. So the crazy place, he says, that even the very outset is nice in town with God. Then it doesn't become a Hefza of the hollow. In other words, if on Sunday you cook meat in the pot, and on Tuesday you boil milk in the pot, so the milk does not become a Hefza of the because it's not there official. Since when is it there official? When the Bosor gives it Tam Shubach in the Cholov. But if on Tuesday you boil milk, so then the particles of Bosor give it Tam Pogom in the Cholov on Tuesday. So it's not the Rabishon, so it doesn't become the Hefzer Bosor Cholov. But if on Sunday you cooked a piece of meat in milk, so it became the Hefzer Bosor Cholov. And it absorbed the Tam Shubach of Bosor Cholov. Then, after staying for more than 24 hours in the day of the Akli, on Tuesday morning, it's already in this tumbling down. And on Tuesday morning, you cook potatoes in the pot. So the crazy place says, then the potatoes are awesome. Because it already became a Hefzer. So one thing the crazy place is made, that even the very outset, it's this tumbling down, it's not the official, it doesn't become a Hefzer. It's possible. Then the Rabbi Baruch Shite is that even at the very outset it becomes a Hefzer Bosor Cholov. Unless we say that Rabbi Baruch has referenced the case where the Gentile maid is only one dere, and so the mele, it is no probability, so she cooked Bosor and Cholov in the same day in 24 hours, so that's why he asks. But in Aslam, it's Mashma, that Rabbi Baruch has referenced to any case, even when the Gentile woman is more than one day, right? So it is still osir. And we can't rely on this town as Tam killing in Bi'emon, because by Bosa B'cholov, so even this town in Gam is osir. All right, but the crazy place he assumes that at that point there is no machlokes. So why is there a Rambam atir? So why is there a Rambam atir? Because of the Mishlah Habishma. Then the crazy place says, true indeed, that if at the very outset it's this Tamil Gami doesn't become effective in the Issa Bosa B'cholov, because it's not the Rabishon. But if it became effective in the Issa Bosa B'cholov, and then it became the Tam Pogom by staying in the Divne Agdere for more than 24 hours, so then if you cook potatoes in that part, it is also in the rice in the potatoes. And we cannot say this Tamil Gami. Because by Bosa B'cholov, even this Tamil Gam is osir. This is what the crazy place says. So the Primigodim is chayyim, and he says, no, here, even though by Bosa B'cholov, so even though by Bosa B'cholov, so Nevin Hashem Ruhi Ger is osir and is chayyim malkes, that's only if you have the ban of Bosa B'cholov. Mashenkin, if you have the Tam of Bosa B'cholov, so the Primigodim is saying the same thing that Reb Chaim says. And in Tarubis, I mentioned that Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that Tam Kiker is a Luisa. And even according to the Rishayim, you say that for Tam Kiker, Loim Iboy, according to the Shite of Rabbi Yisrael Molainish. So that his Shite is that there is only an Isa Esse and Tam Kiker, so of course it's a Luisa. Because you're never like it. But even according to the Rishayim who say that on Tam Kikar Yachayu Malkes, so that means that there is no beetle, but it's not like Nikar Yisar, where there is no beetle. There is a new Yisar of Tam Kikar, and the new Yisar of Tam Kikar prevents beetle. So wherever the Aloch of Tam Kikar applies, so then that precludes beetle. But wherever Tam Kikar doesn't apply, so there is beetle. So, but it's all on the basis of the new halacha of Tam Kikar. and the mention Siraye from the Rambam. And that Rambam is Mifuresh Negel Kreishi place, like the Primigod. Pirik Tesvov, Aloch Elanet, in the Rambam. So the Rambam, in Pirik Tesvov, Aloch Chofres, he mentions the deen of Nesin Tam Yishvach, so then there's Aloch of Tam Kikea, and Nesin Tam Gam, that it's Muta. So the Rambam says, so in other words, so he says, so the Rambam says, Vimoyo Bosa Becholov, O Yai. So in other words, if let's say, so Vimoyo Bosa Becholov, O Yai Nesech, Vyai Naole. So he says, that if Bosa Becholov fell into a heter, into a dere, so then we tell the goy to taste it. And if the goy says, I don't feel the tam of the Bosa Becholov, or he says, I feel the tam of Bosa Becholov, but it's a putrid tam, it's not a pleasant, enjoyable tam, so then it is good. So the kashi is, the Rambam mentions, Vimoyo Bosa Becholov. So if the goy says that the tam is putrid, it's not enjoyable, so then it's muter de. Why? Because it's nice tam gam. But nice tam gam is muter because the village in a really care. That's the aloha shalik in the rachaloson. But it was a cholof shalik in the rachaloson, even if it's putrid. So it's also chayim. So the Chaim says, we see from this Rambam, when do we say that was a cholof? So shalik in the rachaloson is chayim if, let's say, you cooked posok together with cholof. And then it stood, let's say, in hot temperature for a number of days. Then it became very putrid. So then, and you eat it, Yachai Malkis. Mashiach in here, so you cooked it in, there is bitl berov. So, or you cooked it in a gdere, and let's say it fell, Bosa Becholov fell into a gdere that his rov had. Or you cooked heter, you cooked potatoes, let's say, or applesauce in a gdere in which Bosa Becholov was cooked before. And then you give it to a goy and he tastes it. And he says that the tam is putrid. It's not enjoyable. So here, the potatoes or the applesauce has to become oser on the basis of the aloch of tam kikya. You don't have the ban of Bosa Becholov. Because even in the case where a piece of Bosa Becholov fell into the dere, but since there is rov, so you don't have the ban of Bosa Becholov. So there is a bit of rov, but on the basis of Tam Kikya. So Tam Kikya is a new Isya. So, but whenever the Aloch of Tam Kikya takes effect, so then it prevents Bidl. But first, the Aloch of Tam Kikya, the new Isya of Tam Kikya has to take effect. And in order that Tam Kikya should take effect, then it has to be a Tam Mishurech. If it's nice Tam Nivgam, so then the new Isser of Tam Kikya doesn't take effect. Because as far as the new Isser of Tam Kikya is concerned, so the Alochev Kom Nevelosh in a really gear does apply to it. The Alochev Nevelosh in a really gear doesn't apply to the love of Bosa but it applies to the Isser, to the general Isser of Tam Kikya. Once the Isser of Tam Kikya takes effect, then it prevents Bidl. But first, the Yisr of Tam Kiyikya, the new Yisr of Tam Kiyikya has to take effect. And if it's Tam Pogum, so the new Yisr of Tam Kiyikya doesn't take effect. So the Mele, Beetle is not precluded. So the Mele, it's Muta. In other words, so the Rambam says explicitly that even though by Bosa Becholo, so his Chayev, even we shall make it a Racholosom, even if it's Tam Pogum, even if it's not edible, altogether, it's a tampon the gamre. That's only if he eats the be'en of Bosa Becholov. But if he doesn't eat the be'en of Bosa Becholov, but Bosa Becholov has to asa the dere on the basis of tam kikeh, so only when it's a tam shubach, but when it's a tam pogum, so the new Yisr of tam kikeh doesn't take effect. So in Mele, there is bitul merov. So it's not osa. This is what the Primigodim says. So the Primigodim says the same thing as Reb Chaim, but it's mentioned, the Primigodim doesn't mention that it's mentioned, this halacha is mentioned by the Rambam. It's mentioned explicitly by the Rambam in Perek Tesvot, Milchas Machlokes Asuras Halacha Lamed. And this is what the Primigodim says. He is masig on the crazy place. So again, the Sifri Tres, he says, Uma. She goes on a crazy place in the boss of the hollow. Cold she go with the boss of the hollow. Is a cane after this town with dam and the basis of town key care. Luimire, the next town with dam show them with a happy tray bottle. Because that's the mom is the same. Longness is Reb Chaim. Because town key care is a new aloch. But when can the new aloch of town key care take effect? If it's town sugar. But if it's town pogo, it doesn't take effect. So the male there is bitul merov. So you couldn't ask. But the crazy place is shita is. The crazy place is shita is not like that. Anyway, you see, the crazy place he cannot deny that the shita sarambam is to the contrary. But the crazy place he will say that this is the shita of Rabbi Baruch. This is the shita of Rabbi Baruch. Because Rabbi Baruch says the Yisrael is not allowed to be mechate. To be mechate the kecholim. Kecholim, why? Because thereby he will expedite the bishul of the bli of bosov and the bli of cholov. But it's already pogum. So the answer is that the Rabbi Baruch holds that by bosov the cholov, so the bli of bosov the cholov, the bli of bosov the cholov can aser, even though it's pogum. Because you look at the Rachelos and Ischayev. And the Ramo says that we don't have to be Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Baruch. So it's only the Ramo doesn't pass like Rabbi Baruch on the question of in Bishla Chabish, Mashein came on this question that where you already have of a Tam Pogum of Bosa Becholo, so since the aloch of the village in the real deal doesn't apply to Bosa Becholov, so it can ask another day, it can ask even potatoes or applesauce. So the reason as to why the Ramo says, we did it in Lochush because of Imbishla Habishu, but not because of the Ramo of Shit. So in other words, the crazy place he holds that Rabin Boruch is chilek on the Rambam. Of course, he cannot deny that Rabin Boruch said, according to the Rambam, so even though Shalikidar is higher by Bosa Becholov, Shalikidar Achiloson, but to answer it on the basis of Tam Kikia, it couldn't. Because the dialogue of Tam Kikia does not take effect if it's Tam Pogom. It only takes effect if it's Tam Shu. Alright, I mean, I wanted to discuss that. Now, I don't want to go any further. So tomorrow there'll be very long shiur, and tomorrow I want to finish all the tas and shachs in Simchat Zayin. שם בבת לקף הגדיר בעטף שום תורי, אבל הקף עושה בין עם בוסו בין חולו לפי שהגיעו עם בוסו בחולו ואפילו דם ניסרס הם חוזרו ותוכבו בין בוסו בחולו כל זמן שביסים ואם נשמח, הכל עושה בנוי אפילו הגדיר because the gdeira was belia was a holo ach muter lo se so la do et so so sa banoi the gdeira is o sea is o sa banoi ach muter lo se is ni se ho pevex so la do et si the gdeira is o sa banoi he would not be allowed to cook something in that gdeira even for a goy not only for Israel even for a goy because of Lebanoi but to put something in it that is mutter. But when the gdeira has a gdeira of posa becholo, the answer is, when he boils something, he cooks something, in the gdeira that has posa becholo, and gdeira of posa becholo, then he has a noye from that gdeira of posa becholo. But when he puts something tzeinen, so the gdeira of posa becholo, he doesn't derive any benefit from the gdeira of posa becholo. So the male is mutter, ach mutter was is the same, how people is it saying, give me shame in enemy go for his hair. So he's not learning from the blue of Bosa Becholo. And the metal itself is not Bosa Becholo. It's only the blue of Bosa Becholo that is Bosa Becholo that is Bosa Becholo. So in other words, and we don't say regarding the metal itself, regarding the metal itself, that it should become that we don't say. Only the smag we saw. The smag is the only rishi who says that ligabe the earthenware itself and the metal itself, we apply the aloha of tichanas nevele. And then we saw that according to the tas pshat, there are three pshotim in the Mordechai. The Taz, the Shachs, and the Ramon. So according to the Taz Pshat in the Mordechai, so vis-a-vis a Kli Cheres that the Efshal have freed. So there we say that the earthenware itself becomes a Tichanas Nevele. All right, and this is a Shita Truyo, I mean. So it's only the shita of the smag and according to the tas pshat. So it's also the shita of the Mordechai ligabei klicheres, not ligabei b'matres. So the mele we don't pass like that. So the mechava says ach mutalos liseicho peiris itzeinen kim shilenen gufayisa, because the metal itself does not become ichticha diisure. So Mimele, here this is what the Shach says, the Sifchov. We hold we need Sam Haitaime, Lichtvias Resha, Shahene, so the Terrace is we should do it, Chitz Reshe, Kibishin Dora Shalachile, Lichoshiba Noe, Kibishin Nenemi Gufo Isa, Uchmishin is Boyer, we come and sing in Saritalet. In other words, if let's say he cooks something, even if it is eaten by a boy, so then there is this hanoi. So then he derives a benefit from the blie. But if he just fills it up with water and he washes his hair, so he doesn't derive any benefit from the blie. So mimele, it's not also hanoi. It's like putting apples in a gdeira that has a blie or bosom. All right. Ein bitteres Chattusbau ein Wort. Und manchmal schon die Bitteres schon Matres in der Hachmer auf dem Chattchile mit dem Daaf im Oionitas wo ihr Chese und die Slabi all die Dio. All die Dio. All right. Now the Taz, Siv Zayn. Taz. In Sib Zayin. Now, that is reference cholov alimtza bekeivu. Eini cholov himuta levashel mibosor. Afilu bitzolun shelo. V'yeish misheinzi. So the first lashon, we saw that there are three shittos of sheni. There is the shita of Rashi, who is the biggest machmir. And there is the shita of the Riv, who is the biggest makir. And then there is in between the shita of Rav Netan, that Tzolu is also, but Tzolu has a din of Cholom. But Kovush is Pir Shebaalme and does not have a din. Does not have a din of so it is not also a mitzvah of Cholom. So Cholom anitzo mikivo, eini Cholom umuta levashlo biboso. Afilu bitzolushim, v'yeish misheis, bitzolushim, but kovush na, v'yeish misheis eats letaz, it seems like, pirush bitzolud afki, v'yum bidas ram letaz, v'rash eis rafim mikovush, v'misvir le pirush ebaomu, v'u posak ramo, u posak ramo, kram letaz, u mashal perik lo aposo, posak rash, v'zir lishim, kule gdil lehatir mikovush, כמי ידע מה שיר הקרישי, אפשר אפילו לספורסי, דווקא עם קורש, ואין בלחלוך הספורת כלל, ואין כקרש הקרישי. So למשל, first of all, it's not only that his חן שיש לשתס רשי, himself agrees with שיש רשי. Then he says, even if we reject שיש רשי, so even if we say like Hamutam, but Hamutam is made that it's always osea, so in Mele, we could be chesh by kosh too, that it's not fully kosh. It's not fully kosh, because it's unusual that it should be completely kosh. So it is semi-kosh. So maybe even Hamutam will be made in the case where it is semi-kosh. Maybe Hamutam is only matin when it's fully kosh. This is the mashal shite, but all the other poskim achim. Shenimach cholov anitzo bekeiv. Shenimach bekevos. V'ashiro sheyishe b'bliche lachshiv kiveteach nizboya b'simen samachte sif yutches. Sif yutches. V'ashiro m'luchosei sheyishe kiveteach b'simen בסימן צדיקה אולף סיפה. אוסו להמיד, או שמי מהמכיבו אוסו הוא שעומד בימי החוץ עודן לתסקורוש, אוסו להמיד. פירי של ייטי מי סי חולוב שמי מהרביקים בו, או יומד בו, ימי החוץ וחולוב, בשביל שיקפי, לעסס מנה בינות נורד בקרד צ'יז. So he says, "Vime mitbei." So in other words, if the cholov hanimtza bekeivo was nimlach mikivoso, so and because of moliach harik leseyach, so that cholov absorbed particles from the lining of the cholov. In other words, particles of venet, the lining of or the lining of the kevo. That's venet. So that cholov absorbed particles of venet, of bosom. Oishom ad meimechot, so again, because it would aloch of kom shalik and pushu, so it absorbed the particles of the lining of the cable. So the mele, it is osa hamitzah posa becholo, is osa hamitbe. Vim hamitbe, im uatzolil, is a kolagrimis. Achei, Samer b'cholov shem neged akeivu ha'asur v'hu samer b'cholov ha'kamuta. So we already discussed, I mean the shach, the kasher, the shach raises against Ramo, that's the two really. Why is it mutar if there is shishi b'shleime when it's humad al b'poso? So it's heter, so mele, it doesn't become a hefzer b'cholov unless it gives it up. Well, and the aloche of Dolor HaMayim, well, what was the application? But here it already became a Hefzer Bosa B'cholov. So Mele, it's like Nivele ran it. What difference does it make? Bosa B'cholov ran it or Nivele ran it? So even if there is Shishim, so that we discussed, that Shah discusses. Now, let's see the task. Actually, Samer B'cholov. kosher. Lidas horosh. Now, what did he do? He took cholof tzol. That's milk, but it's special milk. The milk that was nimtza b'keimo, and that milk is very sharp. It's very high. So that can be used as a mayonnaise, as a coagulant. So, but it's milk, and he put it in other milk. So it's one milk and another milk. So one the milk, the cholof hanimtza b'keimo, so that curdles the cheese. So kosher vidas horosh shekosafkin vidayti shekosaf bisim kufches. So the question is, why is it? Why do we require shishim? But there was no bishul here. So the mele, there was only alim lichem. So that only asks can be clip. That only asks can be clip. So why do we need shishim? Now, as a matter of fact, So the Nekudas HaKesef says, we caution him. We come to him. Chode do yiu gufe kosaf likamon, simen tzadikalev, sifkotn zayen. So, I mean, we discussed it in Darubis. Didas o rosh, dichol dobo, shetzor lichlipe, vilishayich, viklipe, kuriosi. So in other words, so the shite of the rosh, he says there is a machlekes between the rosh and the livo. So some poskim mentioned now. Turn to Simen Tzadik Aleph. We went over it in Tarumis. Simen Tzadik Aleph, sit down. Posav v'chol of ready shenuzor v'yach v'afilu posav tzeinu v'sichol of v'seyach. So then we should say Tatoi Goma. But so if Cholov Riseyach fell, was dropped, so how much was necessary? So, Kiri Fabos. So that's in regard to the boss. So it's shaykh to be clipping. Vacholov, but he cannot become with cholov, it's liquid. So vacholov mutter. So who shita is it? That's the shita of the Rambam. Rambam Rachveli. The shita of the Rivoy is no. So the shita of the Rambam is that where, let's say, a liquid becomes oser, kiddiklipe, and it's impossible to be kelev because the klipe becomes immediately commingled with the rest of the liquid, so then it's mutakol. I mean, we have to understand that, but I discussed it in Tarumas. But the shite of the rivo, so in other words, so the shite of the rivo is, the shite of the rivo is to the counter. The shita of the Rivo is actually this is the shita of the Li and the Rambam. That when something becomes osak, let's say a piece of meat falls, a piece of hot meat falls into milk, cold milk, so then it's that to Yikovah, but can you clip it? So the upper surface of the upper layer of the milk becomes osir, but it's impossible to peel off because it immediately becomes commingled. It's a liquid, so it immediately becomes commingled with the rest of the milk. So the sheet of the ri is, since since it's impossible to peel off a klipa from a mikvah, so mimele it's muter. It's muter. This is, even if there is no shishi, the shita of the levoy is not that if it is impossible to peel off, so then we require shishi. Now, so the ta says here, v'achol muta kulei in simen tzadikayim, sim zayim, uvitur hei bidas levo, she tzorek sheni b'cholof samech negel haklipe, she nesamech. וחוסר מעביב הגוי שהרדורי, אף אגב בשור תוכתן קליפי סרס חרתו, אפילו מקליפ בשור שונה, מטעם נמכיר חונס המובוקים שהמליץ על יוח לא נחשב, וכן אמי מטעם הבוסו בכל החלוב, אפילו אוכל צורך סמך. כאילו בידו במאחו, ומסרו יחד, so it's not a question of answering something else. It's not a question of something else. True, where the clip has to answer another klipe, so then we say in keiach l'nesa l'eser b'mokim shinei sel yochel l'lechshon. But here the liquid, it doesn't have to answer. It, this klipe becomes commingled with the rest of the milk. So mele we require shishi. There's the shite. So Mari says. So he says. וחנאמה, מהפלוח את צורך סמך, כי בידו בבחו, ומסער יחד. ויהיה דורך אלוהי, ולחום, דמרי says, like the ריבור, ולוי כאוש. So the Marie assumes that the ראש שיטה is like the rim. That where, let's say, a liquid becomes less like a gripe, and it's impossible to kill it, so then it becomes muter, the liquid becomes muter, even without the gripe. Even now, so, but he says that that's the shiteh. So that's the shiteh of the Ri, and the Mari says that the whole shiteh is like the Ri. The Vashvloch posakeros, vayni kelim v'ramchav, sheitzorich samach neged haklip. So then the Taz here in Simen Tzadik Alev. So he says. He argues, he says, too, there is a machleket between the rivo and the ri. And this question, where a liquid in the malach becomes less akiniklipe, and it's impossible to peel off from a liquid, whether we require shishi negeniklipe or we don't require. So the ri shiti means that we don't require shishi. And the rivo shiti means we do require shishi. But as far as the rosh is concerned, so the task argues that the Rosh Shite is like the Rivo, not like the Ri. So then he says, Ulan is Vadra, he says. Ulan is Daiti. So he says, Utmeani al Mashikosat Mari, that's the ninth big line in the Taz, in Siv Zayin, Siv Tzadikal. Utmeani al Mashikosat Mari, Bishim Rosh, Likur, Shah Rosh Hebi Beza Deis, Bifir Kolaboso, Luechia. Why do they say that the Rosh agrees with the Rim? Why? Because the Rosh mentioned the Shita of the Rim. He mentioned the Shita of the Rivo too, and he was not Machria. So Meir Chatei say that the Rosh is Machria like the Ri. Maybe he agrees with the Shita of the Rivo. He says, V'adarabe, Kotzabov, V'sakaloch, V'istam, U'tmian, Mashikos, Marim, Mishim, Rosh, V'kule, Shah, Rosh, Eim, V'zadi, V'kos, L'yachia, V'adarabe, משל כוסף שלו אוכל אי מדעס ריבו באחרינו, שכי מעסקה משלם. אולי נזדאית להכריח לדיבור ראש, נבחר. So the Taz argues that the ראש שיטה is like the ריבו. This is what the Shach is saying, אני קורא לזה כסף. ולקושי מיני, מכמה טען, חודד דאוי הוא גוף וכוסף מכמה, סיר צדיקה לב, סיר קוטן זיין, דדעס או ראש, נכונו ראש הצורך קליפה, ולשייר בקליפה, כולי עושה. ומראים לי סביב לי דיפס או ראש שורה, יש לי מה בחיל כאן עושה. ואיך כאן עושה. אורי. So in other words, so he answers the kashi. So the Nikudas HaKesef answers the kashi of the Taz, against this Nechaba. So he says, kosher midas rosh, shekosef midayit. Vohu kalma, yoyim yudiche, vohu rosh, yoyim yudiche, וסיני קופי ילכה מדוכתה, ונדיחה ניסרס, יאיס הדרך ליפה, ובפישו דווקא בין הסמך. ובפישו דווקא בין הסמך. So the answer, the asogi of the Nukes HaKesef and the Taz is, no, but the Bishle make the Taz and agreed with the Mari, that the Roshite is that like the Ri, that when it asks the klipe, when the liquid becomes also the klipe, so then, and it's impossible to be kelim, so the whole thing is good there, and it don't require shishim. So then we could understand as to why you require shishim here. But the Taz himself says that the roshite is like the rivor. The roshite is like the rivor. So we have to say that the Taz here in the Chanam, the Taz here is asking that kashe according to the assumption of the Mari. According to the assumption of the Mari. The Mari assumes that the Rosh paskins like the Ri, not like, yeah, I mean the Rosh paskins, I'm sorry, that the Rosh paskins like the Ri, not like the Rivo. So Mimele, in this case, where it became Al-Mimeliche, Osak and Iklipe, and it is mixed up, this Holovakevo is mixed up, commingled, with the other milk, the regular milk. So even if there is no shishim, it should be muter. Why do we pass them that only if there is shishim? This is his kasha. V'tzorach leimar v'chim she'yish kam cholot, Habalikisa shomein. And by Dova shomein, so then even Meliche can be mavliya b'chuk. Isa shomein. V'osol ha'rosh, kolach t'ichek, mishkos v'simin kufei, v'afo gav t'b'sif simin kufei, v'mishos v'shim hashbo, dvor meilu shomarnu, afilu l'posa b'cholot, sh'acholovim v'apeya, mikomo kimorosh, so sh'acholovim v'apeya. So he mentions the name of the Rashbo, that Cholov is not considered sufficiently Shomein to be Mifapeya Bechulei, so that Moliach should be Mavriya Bechulei. So we call Mokim Arosh V'atur Isvirlech. So he says the Rosh and the Tur, they hold that Cholov is considered the Dovah Shomein, so even Moliach can be Mavriya Bechulei. So the Mele here, if there is no Shishim, so it's awesome. וכן מוכר בסימן צדיק בי סימבייס, אך קושי. ובסימן קופי סימזי מוכר ולאמרינו חולו בעליס השומן, כמו איש הרכח לשום, וצורכי עם רב וישי בזה. So that word, so his kashi is, and that this is really the teretz on the Nikudas HaKesef's Hasogi on the Taz. Because true that the Taz mentions ורוש סביר ומסימן קופי וחמד יוכתה ומניחה לסרס יסע מנחלית כתובים. So what does the Nikudas HaKesef say? Well, the Taz himself, מסימן קופי, says that the Rosh passes like the Rosh. But his kashi is not directed against the Rosh. His kashi is primarily directed against the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Mechaber and the Ramo, they both pass in Simen Tzadik Alef like the Ri. So whatever the shita of the Rosh is immaterial. Let's say that the Rosh agrees with the shita of the Rivo. But this is obvious that the Mechaber doesn't paskin like the Rivo. So the Mechaber paskins like the Ri, the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber paskins in Simen Tzadik Aleph, Siv Dalet, that Bosor b'chol ovri, that חולו ביתיה שנוף או בוסר ציינן, ובוסר ביתיה שנוף או ניסול חולו ציינן, כאילו לפה בוסר ושור הבוסר מותיה, והחולו בגודה כולה. And there are more also passages like that. So that means, whatever the sheet of the Rosh is, but the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo is that when something, when a liquid becomes osa kiliklipe, So then the mitzi pasim to peel off. So then the mitzvuter. So the melee here, he became only your second in klipe because the bria took place from the liche. So it only took. Took place from the liche. So it only became Yesak and the Klippe. Then he took this cable and he put it in regular milk. So you should asserate the milk in the Klippe. But it's impossible to peel off from the milk. So the Mele and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber and the Ramor both passed in the Siman Tzadik Aleph that where it's impossible to peel off. So then it's mutar without shishim. Why does he say v'imhemid bei im hoyatzol loisav agvines achihei samar becholofim? There is no samar becholof. It should be mutar because it only asks clearly. That's the kashe of the tas. So the tas says at first maybe you'll say that cholof is the washomim. So then he mentioned in Simon Kufei it's mashma that cholof is not an isashomim. So it's not Mavliya Bikulei, so it's only Mavliya Kiniklipe, and here it's impossible to be Kelei, so maybe it should be Muter, even without Chishi. That's the Kashi of the Taz, and he says, Vitzorachi Unrav Liashit. Or he says, so then, So the Taz, now let's see the Amun and the Shach says, because it's a case. We caution me, we come with them. How did you go because of the comments in the Sadikale? The Taz of Rosh, the Chodah Rosh, the Tzorah, Klippe, the Shai, the Klippe, Kuliyot, Umari, the Sfil, the Taz of Rosh, Shomer, Yishlim, the Chilikam, also. So the Teretz on this Asoge is, the Taz is not primarily interested whether it is Oser, according to the Rosh or not. The Kashi is directed against the Amun. The Ramor definitely passes like that. So let's say the Rosh, Shita is like the Ramor. So he is concerned now with the Rosh. But we are concerned now with the Ramor. So then he says, Iname, Vehu, Hoikia, Vishame Hoche, Kim Shekonus, Visecha Kimo, Vinimichu, Visecha, Kishio, Sheidnu, Alei, Viatiach, Vidomeli Kovish, Viosa Kule. So that's a very good terrence that the Kudus HaKesef gives. And the Avidus HaGashuni praises this terrence of the Kudus HaKesef. Now in the Chidush HaGashuni on the margin, with the Kudus HaKesef tirates, Vishame Hoche, Kibmi Shekonas Vishichakevo, Vinimlav Vishichu, Kishio Sheyitno Aleiyo Vyartiach, Kmo Shekosav HaBes Yosef, Izdomer Vinimlav Bichlishen Inukev, וישוי בקישיו שיתנן על העיר ויעתיח, דיוסה מאורוש. So in other words, what is the terrace of Nikolis HaKesef? Because there are two alochas. There is one aloche of Meliach HaRei Kriseach. That aloche of Meliach HaRei Kriseach so implies that it only asks in the Klippe, unless it's in the Vashomei. So then it asks the Kule. But if it's not in the Vashomei, it only asks in the Klippe. Then there is another aloche of kovush b'tzir harei kriseach. So there are two types of kovush. There is one type of kovush nemi liquid, only 24 hours, so harei kriseach. Then, kovush b'tzir, in brine, something that is very sharp, acidic. So memele, so kovush b'tzir harei kriseach, so it asks liquid. So the Likudus HaKesef says, here, when the cholov was mitzah mikevo, and since the cholov is very chariv, שחולוב הקיבו, as the שח says, in סיף חובוב, הטעם מפורש, שחולוב הקיבו, חורו וחומוץ, שאני מאמין עם בי. So, במילה, that חולוב הקיבו, that's like ציה. So, when it was נימא מכנוסו, so then it's like חומוש בציה. So, so במילה, if it was נימא מכנוסו, כשיו שיאלה על גבי איש ויעתכנו, then it has to be good. So that's the teretz and the taskash. All right. Now, see if you doubt. Vimhoya akeivo krush, eino yiseres, vipirsho bi'alm, vimhoya akeivo krusho eino yiseres glum, afu hoyo samer b'cholov neged akeivo. So the Ramo says that it all depends. If the cholov akeivo was sold, so then, and he was miming the curdled cheese with that cholov akeivo that was sold. So then the cheese is osir, except if there is shishi. Now, so we discussed already the shach's kashi against this hamo and the two. Even if there is shishi, it should be osir, because after all, here it should be treated like nevela venet. So the tefetz by the shach is that either that the Tur and the Ramo accord with the Shita of the Raivet, that even by Bosa Becholov, the Raisi, where he became Bosa Becholov, out of the Bishul. So the essence of the Isa consists not of each component by itself, but by the synthesis of the Bosa and the Cholov. So, and the reason is why Efshel Yisechti is Oseh is because of the remnant of Isa, as Reb Chaim explains. The Raivet, so really here it's not Shayach to say, see here it's not, here we have the synthesis, but what has the effect of curdling the cheese? So what curdles the cheese is the cholov itself. Is the cholov itself curdles the cheese, because this is very acidy. So it's the cholov itself that curdles the cheese. So in mele, it's not a combination of the cholov and the particles of the lining absorbed by the cholov that curdles the cheese. It's one component that serves as the catalytic agent and curdles the cheese. So in mele, that component by itself is not the Heftz of Isa. So mele, we cannot treat it like Nevela Remet. And then the Shach says that even if we say like the Rambam, that the Bos of the Cholov Mamish and Eser al Dibishul Choshiv Kiguvi Shal Isa, so that's only, so we can say, according to the Rambam, only when it's al Dibishul. Masheikim, when it's al Dibishul or al Dikobush, which is only in the Rabbonon, so even the Rambam would agree with the longness of the Raya. Alright, so that answers the difficulty in the Ramo, where it says that if it is so then, and the Rishishim, so it is mutar. But then the second part of the Ramo, he says, V'moyakriv v'kusho, einu yiseres kum, afilu lo hoyosamer b'cholov neged akivo, afilu lo hoyosamer b'cholov neged akivo. So that means if the kevo is crucial, so it's pure shebaal. So then we don't even need shishi. We don't even need shishi. So he says, so now sifida from the task. Vimoya kevo crucial in the series, the pure shebaal me. Very lakshis, we call mokay. Yes, I'm using tambo, so she need to be in pierce. Because I'm busy, so I'm using tambo, but I'm using tambo, come with the dog, I'm sure, because... Now, the question is true, that as far as... Now, what happened here? He took a cable, crucial, that was Nimar Mikimoso. So that cable crucial absorbed particles of the lining of the cable. Particles of bosom. It absorbed. Now, then he took this cable and put it in regular milk. and the curdled cheese. So the Rambam says, a few of the salmon cholov neged a keimo neged a cholov krusho. Keimo is the cholov krusho. That's the keimo. So it is muta. Why? Because the cholov krusho, the keimo, the cholov krusho is pirshebaum. Is pirshebaum. But so the shayla that the Bais Yosef raises, true, that as far as the mind, after all, we have two mashmas. Now, the lining of a kevo can serve as a catalytic agent, as a curdle of cheese. I mean, that's right. Now, and cholov krusho can also, cholov kevo can also serve as a curdle of cheese, because it's very acidic. It's chari b'chomos. Now here we have a kevo krusho, cholov krusho, that absorbed particles of the lining of the kevo. So there are two elements that can serve as a catalytic agent. The cholov krusho can serve as a catalytic agent, and the particles of the lining absorbed by the cholov krusho can serve as a catalytic agent. So the Bais Yosef has the kashi, and let's say that the particles, that the lining of a cable can only serve as a catalytic agent if it's visible, but if it is absorbed, it cannot serve as a catalytic agent. But in this case, where there is no shishi in the cholov, where there is no shishi in the cholov, neged akevo, so the regular milk has itaruves of the particles of the lining. So true, it couldn't curdle the cheese. But who is concerned about the maimed here? If there is no shishim, so all the milk should be osir because of the tam of the particles of the lining give in the regular milk. So that's the kashi. Vein lahakshis mikol mokim yesir mishum tam boso shenivla beisipirsh. If there is no shishim in the regular milk against the cholov krusho, and the cholov krusho has particles of boso, so that means, and we don't know how much the quantity of the particles of boso that is absorbed by the cholov krusho. So we have to consider the maximum. So we have to bechishish, we have to assume that the whole quantity of the cholov krusho consists of particles of the lining of the king. So memele, so that means that there is no shishi in the regular milk neged the particles of boso that is absorbed by the cholov krusho. So memele it should be osir because of the tam that the particles of the lining of the kevo possibly give in the cholov. That's the kashya of Bais Yosef. So the Bais Yosef gives the teretz, the havikin is in tam, but is in tam. We be talking shol because there is aloche, the dog in shol bikoro. Let's say, if, let's say, bikoro shol boso, if you put hot fish in the koro shol boso, so you are allowed to eat that fish with milk. Why? Because first the boso in the tam in the kare. Then when you put the hot fish in that kare, so the kare give tam in the doggy. So it's not the first tam of boso. So the fish represents not the primary tam of boso, but the derivative tam of boso. It's in tam, but it's in tam. So a derivative tam of boso, you are allowed to eat with milk. So Bais Yosef says, the reason is why the Torah says that you are allowed to eat the milk even though you put in that milk the Cholov HaKushon that absorbed, that has in it the particles of the lining of the cable, and there is no, possibly there is no shishi in the totality of the milk, neged the particles of bosom contained in the Cholov HaKushon, because it's nisin tam ba nisin tam. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So the Akimeshe is masik on the Beis Yosef. He says, uvid Akimeshe cholak al zeh, de lehave, kinesin tam ba nisin tam, kim she kibla cholof tam at kivo, have kitam rishi. The documentation. Vinire, the simen pei zai. Vinire, she mashe dimosu vidogi. Show the coro vidome clau. The awesome we keep a tamina bosarats me. Elobina coro, she keep a tamina boso. Vavanis and tam, banis and tam. La fuke can, she keep a tamina cable. Have a tamish. So he says, what's the deviate between dogim show the carriage of boso and here? By dogim shol mikar shol boso, so the dogim represent the secondary, the derivative tam of boso. Because first the boso give tam in the kare, and then the kare give tam in the dogim. Mashenkin here, so the lining of the cable gave it tam in the hole of a kosh. So it's the first time, it's the primary time of boso, not the derivative time. As a matter of fact, this is analogous to the halacha mentioned in Simen Tzadik Dalet. Sivov, now turn to Simen Tzadik Dalet, Sivov. Tzolim o'yirokis, shevluim boso, u'bishlo mideo cheleves, אם ידוע כמו בוסו בולוע בקצורים ובירוקס, בצורך סמך לכנגד הבוסו. Suppose ירוקס, או בצורים, onions, absorb a tam boso. Absorb a tam boso. And then you are mevashlet in a milchi kekeli. So then, with the is, so only, so we require Shishin negative boso. But we do require Shishin negative boso. Now the question is, why don't we say here not one ad? The answer is, here it's not one ad. In Simen Tzadik Dalet Sivov, here is the first time. Because the Ptzolim absorbed, in your case, absorbed tam boso. So it's the first time of boso. So we mele. Then when Yamivashel, those psalim that have the primary tam of boso in them, so when you cook them in Igdeo Chlebe, so you need shishi neged the whole boso. And you don't say, well, it's not banal. So when is it not banal? When it's the secondary town, the derivative town. So the first town was given in the kare, and then the kare gave the town in the dogim. But here, so the boso gave the town in the ptolim. Here too, the boso gave the town in the Cholov HaKadosh. So it's the primary town. So what chayiches does it have? What